Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Lumdis Light Tuesdays, right? Lumdis Light Tuesdays, Cocoa Club today. Please feel free to have some cocoa, and we're going to have a bit of a Lumdis Shaila on this week's Parsha. Do you remember the story of this week's Parsha? That Yaakov wanted to marry Rachel. He worked for 7 years, and then with who did he get married in the end? With Leah. And why was that? Because Laban said to him, Lo yaseken bimkomeinu, letata tzira lifna bchira. Not in our place. Here, we always marry off first the older daughter and then the younger daughter. Who is right halacha lemaisa? Yaakov or Lavan? Yaakov wants to marry the younger daughter. He said, no, only the older daughter can marry before the younger daughter. So who is right? So apparently, it seems that halacha lemaisa, Lavan is right. Because we see in certain places in halacha, the Bach says, an yore de'a, siman resh mem daled, that there's a quote there, mesiba she mishto o she nisuim olchi b'char hazikna, in a party of marriage or some kind of banquet. So we go according to the age. So it says the Bach and the Shach on that line, that we learn from here, they have two sisters have to get married. So in that case, the first sister should get married and not the younger sister. So it seems that halacha maaseh, Lavan is right. In addition, also Tosfot in Kiddushin says, let's say a person goes to Reuven, goes to Shimon. Shimon has a few nice daughters. Reuven goes to Shimon. I want to marry one of your daughters. Here, take this money of Kiddushin. Harei, habat shecha mekudeshet. Your daughter is now going to be married to me. Which daughter is going to be married? Says Tosfot. It seems that the older daughter is going to be married. Why? Because, as Lavan says, lo yaseken bimkomeinu letatat tzira lifna bchira, that the older daughter should get married before the younger daughter. So it seems that Lavan is right and Yaakov is wrong. How could this possibly be? How can we say that there's machlokas Yaakov Avinu with Lavan? Lavan is right and not Yaakov Avinu. No, how could this possibly be?
Depends on where you are. It depends on the makom.
Meaning? So like he came to a place where the makom.
They never makom.
So what was the minhag of the makom of Lavan? So Lavan was right.
Yeah.
So you're saying that I mean, you feel okay with it? That Lavan is right. For me, it's very disturbing. Meaning halacha ma'aseh, we don't say that. But the minhag of makom is that the should get married. Well, it's not true, because we said the Bach says halacha ma'aseh that we should marry off first the older sister. The Tosfot says a person wants to marry a daughter of a person, mistame, he's marrying the older daughter. So there are a few interesting Enoch. Lavan is a Russia, but how did Yaakov Avinu get this wrong? How is he wrong? So there are a few answers to this question. Indeed, halacha lemaaseh lechatchila, we should try to marry off the children according to the age. However, there are certain exceptions. First of all, in this case, I saw here an answer in a sefer called Ma'adanei Asher. He says that the daughters of Lavan, Rachel and Leah, they were converts. They were in the process of gerus. And there's a very, very important idea in gerus called ger shenitgayer keketan shenolad ani. When a person is converted, he's now reborn. And because of that, all the family attachments are now disconnected. Rachel and Leah are no longer sisters. Because they have now converted, they're not sisters anymore. So in that case, if they're not sisters anymore, so Yaakov can marry whoever he wants, even the younger one, because that the halach is, the younger one can't marry before her sister. But since they're no longer halachically sisters because they were converted, so in that case, it's fine. Clever answer. Another interesting answer, which doesn't make a lot of sense, I think, biologically, but Rashi says in last week's Parsha, that Yaakov says, I am the Bechol. I'm the older brother. Why did he say that? Although it was for sure that Esav came out first, because Rashi says when there is the conception, so first of all, so he brings a mashal. Let's say you have a bag with two rocks. So the first rock comes inside, and then the other rock covers him. So who was the first to come inside Rivka Imenu? Yaakov, he was first. And then Esav came, blocked the way, and he came out first. So Yaakov held, I am the Bechol, because I came in first to Rivka. The Chida says that also Rachel and Leah were twin sisters. So if they were twin sisters, Yaakov Avinu goes Leshitosoi. He thinks that if I'm the firstborn, so also Rachel, who's actually younger, she's also the firstborn, because she was the first who came actually inside. So in that case, she's also the firstborn. So in that case, I'm right. I'm marrying the first daughter. So he agrees with Lavan. Of course, the older daughter has to get married. However, I hold that the older daughter is Rachel and not Leah. So that's answer number two. Another interesting answer, which could be actually brought, is Halacha Maisa. Halacha Maisa today. If you have now two sisters, one Lalein is not managing to find a shidduch yet, but the younger one has already a boyfriend from the Akiva, from camp, I don't know, and she already has someone to get married with. So next is she cannot get married until her sister gets married. So says Igros Moshe, Halacha Maisa, this entire halacha of marrying off first the older daughter and then the younger daughter, it is only if both of them are now engaged. This actually happened to me when I was engaged with my brother-in-law. Both my wife and my brother-in-law, they were both engaged at the same time. And the halacha was that it's supposed to be the older one should get married. Only if both of them are now about to get married. So who should have the first wedding? The older one. Only if both of them are engaged, only then the older one has precedence. But if only one is engaged and the other is not engaged, so there's no halacha. Of course, this person has to get married. So of course, she can get married before her sister. So Rachel was engaged to Yaakov. Leah wasn't engaged to anyone. In that case, there isn't the halacha that the older sister should get married before the younger sister. It's only halacha in kedima. Who will be first? But only if both of them are now engaged. If not engaged, so in that case, it's fine. That is answer number three. So halacha maisa. Poskim do say that. Of course, it's a great idea. It's also very nice to get married in that order. However, as we said, it's only if both of them are engaged. And also, if the older brother is mochel, he says, I don't mind, I forgive you, you get married before me, it's fine. And also says the divrei yatziv, that indeed, we should wait for the older daughter. However, if the younger daughter gets a very, very good shidduch, what is a very good shidduch? So says the divrei yatziv, atamit chacham, not that he's rich, not that he's, I don't know what, he has muscles and things like that. That's he's a Talmid Chacham. So in that case, since he's such a catch, we should not wait. So we have, I think, like four potential answers. How is it that although halacha seems to say that the older sister should get back before the younger sister, so how is it that Yaakov Avinu did so? So we have a few answers. Answer number one, that they were misgayer, the sisters, so they are no longer sisters, because gelshin gayer, kikatan shnoladami, they're now like reborn, so they're no longer sisters. That's answer number one. Answer number two, that Yaakov Avinu held that he is the firstborn, because since they're twins, he was the first to be in the womb of his mother. And the same thing is also regarding Rachel, because she's also a twin sister of Leah. And we also said that the halacha is only in the halachas of kedima, of precedence, only if both of them are engaged. If they're not engaged, in that case, if one is engaged, for sure she could get married. And also, in special circumstances, if it's a very, very special chassan, so he could get married, so she could get married before her older sister. So Yaakov Avinu was right, Lavan was wrong. Wishing you all a great day.